Greetings, Audioboo. Oh my God, can I ramble when I don't have a finite length of time to create a podcast? I've just recorded a podcast which was 5 or 6 minutes, but it just was me babbling in the end. So I'm going to try again. You don't have the pain of listening to the last one, but I've just sent off a job application for assistant producer for a role at the Edinburgh Fringe. I'll say no more, but fingers crossed I'll get it. And I just wanted to share with you two apps that I found really useful. And I wrote everything in Google Docs, but the apps that I really liked was Visual CV, which allowed me to put everything down and then I could pick and choose from there and include a link to that if somebody wanted more information. So I really, really like that. And then the other one, when I'm putting together the email to attach the cover letter and the CV to, at the bottom of my email, I'm using an app called YStamp. And YStamp has gone through various evolutions, but I've just updated it for this and it's really beautiful. I use many plugins with Google Chrome. I really like Google Chrome as a productivity hub to access the internet, and I find that using Google Mail as my reader and the plugins that come along for it, especially Reportive, this is an example of one where it shows you the presence of people who are contacting you, their profiles, their latest status updates. I find that really useful. But YStamp is just beautiful. So I've been able to put a little photograph, a little byline, tagline, my name, my Skype, and it also lets you put little icons for platforms that you regularly use. So I've got Twitter and Instagram, About Me, LinkedIn. I can't believe I just kind of stop him mid-thingy. Really annoys me. I'm not doing this one again. So I've got Livescribe. You see, this is the thing. As a dyslexic, it's a bloody nightmare looking at stuff and having to say what it is. It just doesn't work. Your brain doesn't work like that. So, dyslexia really annoys me. SlideShare is the one I was trying to get my tongue around. And SoundCloud. It also lets me put an RSS link so I can put my latest blog post, a little button for Twitter follow. And also, I've been able to put a link to the audio booths, so this one will update each time. So if you've received an email and you're listening to this rambling podcast, I do apologise, but I'm trying to get back into a bit of media production, and I'm also trying to do that because I'm a bit on my own at the moment because I'm not working in a co-collaboration right now. I don't have any contracts as such. I've got companies and clients that I look after, but they tend to be legacy dormant projects, which I just kind of keep bubbling over because I can't bear audiences being ignored. And if a project's been developed and you've invited an audience in and they've got a profile, I kind of don't want to leave them in the lurch. So unless something's been properly closed down, I tend to just keep it ticking over in the background. Anyway, I'm about to be rambling again, so I'm going to sign off. Thanks for listening. Do follow me on @PCM Creative and do comment.